And here, on the last page of all, they have taken the bridge and the second hall. We cannot get out. Drums, drums in the deep. I wonder what that means. The last thing written is in a trailing scrawl of letters. They are coming. There's nothing more. Listen. Drums in the deep.
They're coming. We cannot get out.
Trapped. Why did I delay? Here we are, caught just as they were before. But I was not here then.
Slam the doors and wedge them. We may get a chance to cut our way out yet.
No, we must not get shut in. Keep the east door ajar. We will go that way if we get a chance.
They're coming.
Wait a moment, Boromir. Do not close the door yet.
Who comes hither to disturb the rest of Balin, Lord of Moria? Let us see what we have to face. Stand back! Close the door!
There are orcs. Very many of them. Some are large and evil. Black Uruks of Mordor. There's no hope of escape that way.
And no hope at all if they come at the other door as well.
There is no sound outside the eastern door. The passage plunges straight down a stair, but it is no good flying blindly this way with the orcs in pursuit behind us. For we cannot block this door.
No, we must do something to delay the enemy first.
They're trying to force the door. It will never hold!
Master!
Get away, you dirty great brute!
Stand aside, then Undoriel speak!
Straight through his helmet!
Now is the last chance. Run for it!
Go on ahead. I will carry Frodo.
I'm all right. I can walk. Put me down.
I thought you were dead.
There is no time for wonder. Off you go, all of you, down the stairs. Wait a few minutes for me at the bottom. If I do not come soon, go on.
We cannot leave you to hold the door alone.
Do as I say. Swords are no more use here. Go.
Come on then, Mr. Frodo. Do as he says. Down we go. You lean on me.
Thank you, sir.
Done all that I could, but don't stand here. Go on. Yes. You'll have to do without light for a while. I'm rather shaken. Keep close, all of you.
All right.
At the end of an hour, they had gone a mile, or maybe a little more, and had descended many flights of stairs.
It's getting hot. We ought to be down at least to the level of the gates now. But I must rest here a moment. Even if all the orcs ever spawned are after us.
What happened away up there at the door? Did you meet the beater of drums?
I do not know. But I found myself suddenly confronted by something that I had not met before. I put a shutting spell on the door, but the counter spell was terrible. The door burst in pieces. Something dark as a cloud was blocking out all the light inside. I was thrown backwards down the stairs. All the hall gave way. The roof of the chamber as well, I think.
So Balin is buried deep.
And maybe something else is buried there too. But at least the passage behind us was completely blocked. I've never felt so spent. And now, what about you, Frodo?
What about me? I'm alive and whole, I think. Oh, I'm bruised and in pain, but it's not too bad.
Well, I can only say that hobbits are made of a stuff so tough that I have never met the like of it. That spear thrust would have skewered a wild boar.
You take after Bilbo. There's more about you than meets the eye. As I said of him long ago. Come, I am rested. Let us go on.
Wait! There is a light ahead, but it is not daylight. It is red.
There is some devilry here devised for our welcome, no doubt. Come and look. You see the great hall that lies beyond? Across it runs a great fissure of fire. If we had come by the main road, down from the upper halls, we should have been trapped here. But now let us hope the fire lies between us and our pursuers. The gates are near. We go down here, to the left, across the bridge of Khazad-dûm, up a broad stair, along a wide road, and out.
The orcs are coming! But they can't get across the fire!
They didn't expect this! The fire has cut them off!
Look ahead! Slow down! The bridge is near. It is dangerous and narrow.
It was the ancient defense against our enemies. They could only pass across it in single file. The chasm is of a depth immeasurable.
Lead the way, Gimli. Pippin and Merry, next.
Yes.
Straight on and up the stair.
They're massing beyond the fire. Two great trolls are coming with slabs of stone to bridge the chasm. They're crowding away. Something is coming with their fear. Aye! A Balrog! A Balrog is coming!
The scourge of our people, Durin's Bane!
A Balrog. Now I understand. What an evil fortune. And I am already weary. Over the bridge! This is a foe beyond any of you. I must hold the narrow way. Fly!
I will not yield!
Nor I!
You cannot pass! I am a servant of the secret fire, wielder of the flame of Aenor. You cannot pass. The dark fire will not avail you, flame of Udon. Go back to the shadow. You cannot pass. You cannot pass, I say. Back to your darkness. Back from this bridge, or I shall plunge you into the abyss. Then fall. Horn of Melkor! Fall! Fly, you fools!
In Episode 4 of J.R.R. Tolkien's The Lord of the Rings, adapted by Michael Bakewell. The part of Frodo was played by Ian Holm, Gandalf by Michael Horden, Aragorn by Robert Stevens, and Bilbo by John LeMessurier. Sam, William Nye, Merry, Richard O'Callaghan, Pippin, John McAndrew, Legolas, David Collings, Gimli, Douglas Livingstone, Boromir, Michael Graham Cox. Elrond, Hugh Dixon. The narrator was Gerard Murphy. The music was composed and conducted by Stephen Oliver. The director was Penny Lester.